There is a large picture hanging on the wall of the Kishi's apartment in Laysan. The first time I saw it, I wasn't actually sure entirely what it was. I thought it might be some kind of anatomical drawing at first, because it looks like a jumble of veins and arteries, all sorts of twisting, curving lines. It is, in fact, a detailed map of Switzerland, and all those lines are the roads traversing the country. If you get really up close to this, you can see that the lines have been painstakingly and very precisely traced by hand. And down at the bottom corner, there's a homemade key or legend explaining the map. So the roads that have been traced there are the ones that Satoru and Noriko have driven together. And the small sections in a different color are the mountain passes that they have crossed. I'm telling you, this map looks like a cross-section of somebody's arm. I'm not sure there is a road left untraced on the whole thing. These two have been everywhere in this country, and they have kept track. How manifold are the mountain passes of Switzerland, and Satoru and Noriko have crossed all of them. It is an old-fashioned word, manifold. It's hardly used today, but it's there in the psalm that we read together a few minutes ago. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The French translation just says nombreux, but I think that doesn't quite capture this English word. Manifold is more than just many. It means something like many and varied. It expresses not just a whole lot of something, but diversity as well. And that's the sense that you get in this beautiful psalm that we read. You might want to go and read the whole thing later. The speaker isn't only amazed at how many things God has created, but also at the wonderful variety present within God's creative work. Heaven and earth, water and land, wild and domestic animals, creatures of the air and land and sea. There is so much to look at, so much to take in, so much to notice and appreciate and wonder at. A world of infinite variety, and all of it the handiwork of God. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. Somehow, that old-fashioned word that we don't use very much anymore feels right today for looking back over Satoru's remarkable life and witness. How manifold were his interests and hobbies? And I mean really, talk about many and varied. Satoru was a pastor with a lifelong interest in the Bible and theology. And he loved to tell the story of how he first encountered Christianity. He was a university student at the time, and a friend invited him to come along to a Bible study being led by an American missionary. Satoru was skeptical at first. He had no background in the Christian faith, nor any particular interest in it. But out of curiosity, he went along anyway. And the study was fine, but what really got him was the food. There were excellent cookies, which were a rarity in the years after World War II, and that kept him coming back, week after week. The message itself eventually took root, of course, and deeply so. And when he was baptized at the age of 21, he had already decided to devote his life to being a pastor. His life would never be the same after that. He went on to serve a number of churches in Japan and to teach at a Bible college as well. So Satoru was interested in scripture and theology, yes. But he was also interested in motorcycles. He began riding at a young age, and this remained a lifelong passion for him. His family recalls that at the church in Shizuoka, where he served when his children were teenagers, there were always three motorcycles parked in front of the building on Sunday mornings, one for him and one for each of his two kids. This tradition has been passed on to grandchildren as well. I got to see a short video this past week of Satoru joining a family ride here in Geneva on his 90th birthday. Theology, motorcycles, and don't forget ventriloquism. As a young man, Satoru saw someone perform a ventriloquist show, and he was hooked. He knew he wanted to do that. He apprenticed to a master ventriloquist in Japan, and he mastered the art himself, using it in a variety of settings over the years, in churches, in social events, in nursing homes, even in a couple of prisons. His dummy was named Long John, in English at least, and the two of them made a great team, with a quick and sometimes biting sense of humor. Stephen Larson, a former pastor of this congregation, remembers Long John telling him once, "Pastor Stephen, next time you are shaving, think about cutting your sermon rather than your chin." Satoru loved photography, and not only taking pictures, but processing them as well. For many years, he maintained a darkroom in their home, where he could handle the developing and printing himself. He was also a trained sushi chef, as you heard, and family remembers him fondly dressing up in a white chef's outfit to prepare a meal for everyone. This list could go on. Many and varied, Satoru had manifold interests in life. He also traveled to manifold places, seeing the world as full of fascinating spots to explore and discover. So on the wall that's opposite the map of Switzerland in the Kishi home, there is a rack of keychains. Many of you know this famous rack. There are not just a few there. There are hundreds, and I actually think thousands, carefully organized in neat rows. And if you walk up close for a look, you get a fascinating window into their extensive travels. When Satoru was called here to Geneva to work with the Lutheran World Federation, he was given particular responsibility for the member churches in Asia. He traveled a great deal within that region and also beyond, visiting church bodies and congregations. And somewhere along the line, this keychain tradition began, and he really stuck with it. Wherever he went, whether it was on his own for work or on vacation with Noriko, he brought back a keychain. You can stand in front of this wall where they are all displayed for quite a long time, marveling at how much of the world is represented right there, at the many and varied places where these two have been. Satoru took particular interest in Switzerland after moving here, driving its many winding roads, yes, and also studying its history and its culture. As you probably all know, upon his retirement from the LWF, he trained to become a licensed tour guide, working primarily with Japanese groups visiting Geneva and the area. And he was renowned not only for his encyclopedic knowledge of the culture and history here, but also for his very personal understanding of the religious context. He had varied interests. He traveled widely. And how manifold are the lives touched by Satoru's ministry and friendship. I think of the many people he cared for as a pastor in Japan, church members and students, countless individuals blessed by his compassion and wisdom. I think of the churches he worked with during his years at LWF, building relationships, lifting up important ministries, encouraging cooperation and understanding among diverse groups. I think of colleagues who had the pleasure of working with him over the years, people who remember him as smart, kind, quick, organized, and possessing a sparkling sense of humor. I think of those here in Geneva, many of whom are here in this room, who attended the Japanese language Bible study he led in this congregation over many years, providing a deep sense of community and belonging. I think of all those friends from all sorts of far-flung places who shared a meal in Satoru and Noriko's home and signed their guest books over the years. There was always a guest book, I think. And of course, I think of his family, of Noriko, with whom he shared 70 years of marriage, and of their children and grandchildren, who remember him as loving, supportive, and steadfast. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you, says the book of Proverbs. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Satoru was a deeply loyal and faithful family member who was both trustworthy and playful. You heard in her tribute, Miwa remembering her grandfather picking her up from school and joining all the kids in balancing on the edge of the curb as they walked home. I can picture that so easily, and I bet you can too. I personally would always leave the Kishi's home after a visit full of gratitude for their kindness and their hospitality, and also with a renewed sense of just what a wonderful place the world is. I would leave behind that wall of keychains and that map with all the highways outlined in red, and I would think there is just so much out there to see, so much to learn, so much to appreciate. The world is charged with the grandeur of God, says an old poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. And that's what Satoru's life says to me today. Open your eyes. Pay attention. Stay curious and ready to learn, because God's good creation is all around us. What a gift it is to be alive, to be exploring and discovering, to be surrounded by family and friends and community. And what a gift it is to be held now and always in the love of God that infinitely precedes us and infinitely stretches beyond. We trust in that great love this day, embracing Satoru and all of us. How manifold are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you have made them all. Amen.